Well, we Joe Blowman decided to leave. Of course, he's in Sweden. It is what? Oh, it's around 7 o'clock. It's 7 o'clock there. Okay. Anyway, Kennewick Man, I guess he has left the land of Slant Pussy. It is back in the United States, maybe in maybe in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. I was listening to that. We have guest number 22 is the Pisser Possum. It looks like Bridget the Idiot, as Amy Rose 88 decided to leave. Yeah, I was just sort of thinking here is why Visser takes these vacations, and essentially it goes ahead and mixes when Bridget the Idiot goes home or something like that. Old Visser's got to behave himself here. And I was thinking while I was writing this, writing up, this other stuff here. Stormfront and VNN, VNNF are pretty well the same thing. It started out as a web page paid for by someone that didn't cost that much. And then later on, it became a vBulletin forum, which didn't still cost that much. Folks, you can have a fairly good, Four Fags Feeds is probably by now the same size as VNNF here. You have a $180 vBulletin license. And I think it's up to about $195 now. But you can use both Stormfront, VNNF uses not the, by the way, they have vBulletin 5.0.3 out. I don't know what the hell it looks like, but essentially the last build version 3 here was version 3.8.7. And I think they have patch number 3 to vBulletin 3.8.7. And that's what's mainly used, is still the vBulletin 3.8.7 version. And vBulletin was, I think it was better than vBulletin 4.0. I don't know what vBulletin 5.0 looks like. I may go ahead and click on the link. Essentially, as long as you have vBulletin, that you'll have, essentially they're trying to sell you a new license or an upgraded license or what have you. So, any case here. Okay, guest number 22 is Visser. You have the Visser running around. Visser, I don't think, I was looking here. It's probably beating Visser's ass here. We have more people listening tonight than you had on the Obagender Bender show. Oh, well, you have the Pisser. He decided to, well, hey, I guess the Pisser Possum's in. Visser, if you want to call in, that's fine. I don't really mind. Kenneth Man, you want to call in? That's fine, too. Let's see. We've been going on for about 3 hours. I don't mind, doing a 5-hour show. Heck, it's Talk Shoe. And pretty well I've already covered, folks, this worrying about what Wiggers do on Stormfront here, all this sort of stupid crap, all this movement crap, really doesn't matter. There's really nothing that can be done at all. I mean, essentially, Zog Babylon is doomed. Okay? This is Gerald. Visser, you want to call in? Kennewick Man, Dembski, y'all want to call in, you can go ahead and do so. No big deal. But you look at Visser. Visser's an obvious mongrel. He's a Sephardic Jew, Melungeon Jew. There's nothing more to be said about Obagender Bender. Why, you got to know Obagender Bender is one. Well, you already know he's a creeped out, goofy bastard. Russ called me today was talking about Visser and Obagenderbender, and I said, well, hey, Obagenderbender showed up in early February 2010, came in. Juan, he goes, profanity really necessary in Christian identity? And John Britt at the time was, well, you know, he was working, you know, most of his helicopter flying jobs are seasonal. And so at the time he was working as a truck driver. And he sat up this Saturday and looked on VNNF here. Here's Obagenderbender impersonating a female. Now, the female he's impersonating is a red-headed, you know, who's not nearly as cute as this Cornwall heifer that he was, you know, that he was impersonating, earlier. But he went and looked over on VNNF here under, fuck, you know, essentially Obagenderbender said, fuck the rules, they suck. Obagenderbender thought it was, you know, quite lawful on, you know, on Linder's forum to go ahead and use profanity, to go ahead and cuss, say fuck, to, well, essentially make false accusations here against other people. I mean, Obagenderbender has no problem. Obagenderbender is, you know, is just a lying, you know, I think Obagenderbender is a Mamzer, you know, is a Mamzer Jew of some sort or another, and Visser knows who it is, and I'm quite sure if I went ahead and squeezed old Visser's nuts, he'd go ahead and tell me whatever the hell I wanted to. Where's Pisser Possum's nuts? Don't really matter. Visser is just simply a Melungeon Jew, and Obagenderbender is a lying Mamzer too. With gender identity issues, of course, here. That's why I don't mind calling the gender Obagenderbender. You know, that's why I don't mind going ahead and making up a fanciful tale here about one-eared dingoes that stole its pickle. I mean, it could be true. Yeah, I was sort of thinking about, you know, David Jansen is, you know, looking for the one-eyed man in the fugitive. Well, Obagenderbender is looking for the one-eared dingo that stole his pickle. Of course, the one-eared dingo is sort of like, Captain Hook's crocodile is looking for Obagenderbender here. He liked the pickle he tasted here in the Elf Springs lorry lot here. You know, it was a smart dingo. Was able to use a rock here. Went ahead and broke the jar and stored Obagenderbender's pickle and ran off in the woods with it here. While Obagenderbender was working at the Elf Springs lorry lot. So, it was saving up to buy itself a new hole here. So, so, you know, I mean, Russ sort of thought, it sounded like a limey, you know, effeminate, you know, sort of faggot here. And I said, yeah, Obagenderbender has gender identity issues here. Everybody thinks it's a poofter and a tranny. So, any case here. Why am I at here? Alrighty here. Okay, well, it looks like you got, you know, 43 and the rest here. Visser was in for a little while and it ran off here. Okay? Well. Okay, 43, you're clever. Well, I'm glad that girl is Catholic, likes it here. I mean, folks, nobody really, you know, Gary Blackwell. I mean, folks, Pinellas County, U.S. County, Florida, Pinellas. I mean, heck, I don't doubt there's a Gary Blackwell there. You guys want to go ahead and believe. Let's see here. As I'm ordained by Butler, you're not ordained by Butler, Visser. I mean, Visser and Brian Wright were claiming not only that Butler was a Mamzer, they were claiming Wesley Swift was a Mamzer. I mean, you have Visser running around like an ass clown, saying a number of things here. It's sort of ridiculous. Visser, you know, here is a Here is a hook-nosed, reptilian-eyed, red nigger Mulungan mongrel claiming that he was ordained by Butler. He was ordained by Butler. And if he wants to claim he was ordained by Gillette, that's fine by me. It's nothing to me. Okay? What woman listened to the filth here? I mean, shoot. I mean, Bridget the Idiot gets tired of, you know, pisser possum attentions and runs off her so often. Jeremy has to, you know, be on his best behavior lest you have a repeat of, what, 2010. What is the show about? It's about the white nationalist and Christian identity movements in America. It's pretty well a, it's pretty well about a, well, now a Christian identity pastor who's been in the movement for 20 years, and he's talking about various movement personalities. And tonight we were talking about Stormfront and Don Black and Don Black's little wigger son, Derek, who a lot of people are obsessing over for whatever reason, okay? Weed is ordained by Yahweh. Yeah, well, what happens is that Visser not only smokes here the nigger weed here that he gets from the Rastas, he also smokes meth here, or he used to. I don't know if he's smoking meth anymore or not here. It just depends. I guess meth is part of the weed of the field here, you know what I mean? You know, it's... It's brewed in back lots here, you know. It's a weed of the field here, you know what I mean? Well, hey, you know, folks, I don't really mind how much nigger weed you smoke here. I mean, shoot, I quite well imagine here the old Jeremy, before he crawls the top old pisser possum net here, is, well, you know, probably blowing not only marijuana smoke, you know, into her nose, but probably up her ass as well here. You know what I mean? Okay, 22 here. Yes, Mr. Oh, Yahweh makes, oh yeah, I mean, heck, about 2 or 3 days before, 2 or 3 days before it rained, when was it, Thursday or Friday, I was going out, I planted some basil, and I transplanted them, so they have about 3 or 4 in a small container. And heck, that stuff is growing like crazy. I went ahead and pinched off all the leaves, and I put it in this food dehydrator. But rather than waste electricity on it, I went ahead and parked it in one of these cars I have, I parked it in this Caprice Classic here. And heck, those plants I went and pinched the leaves off, they're just growing like crazy here. I mean, that basil and that oregano, it's just growing like crazy. The tomatoes are doing good. Some of these new potatoes I planted are doing good. I got some cantaloupes and green beans and the rest here. So, yeah, they're growing pretty good here. But, you know, usually Visser probably isn't even much of a gardener here like a red nigger is. I mean, probably the only weed, you know, herb of the field that he bothers to grow is niggerweed. Okay? Cops busted them out for being chemo here. Well, yeah, Visser claims a bunch of stuff here. You go ahead and look at old Visser. Go ahead and look at old Visser here. You can go ahead and see a picture. Maybe I'll go ahead and show a picture of Visser here for those of you. But you know what Visser is. You know what I mean? Yeah, Visser called, you know, called Butler a Mamzer here. Him and his buddy Brian Wright called Wesley Swift a Mamzer too. And then they, well, why is Marty and Johnny, why are they so mad? Why are they defended Butler and Swift here? You remember that, the racial fraud, this Christian identity of July 5th, 2009, when you'd kicked off Brian Wright for about the, third or fourth time off your forum for stalking John Britt and his family. So he gets mad over on Pisser's History at Noontide, Noontide, your old forum from 2005. Yep, Visser plays all these sort of games, and he claims he's ordained by, Butler. He wasn't ordained by Butler. He sometimes has a ordination certificate signed by Morris Gillette here, but essentially Visser was claiming that he already was a minister before Morris Gillette showed up. So it depends on what lies Visser wants to teach here. Visser's never really shown much of an ordination certificate. Okay? Sweet, quick growing. And ma'am, if some of you got a nice harvest. Okay, well that's nice. Here from the U.S. Let's see here. Let's see, Mardet. I'm hip. Oh, Visser called in. Remember? He claims he has two witnesses. I'm a child molester here. And heck, you don't even have one here. Heck, he doesn't even have my grandson's name right. He doesn't have, I think he knows my stepdaughter's name here. She wants to go ahead and drive Roxy to town so she can get some gas money. You know, get fed something. Let's see. A whore apostle here. Let's see here. 22. I mean, both Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser were obsessed with finding a picture of John Britton. Brian Wright, who's a slant-eyed Ashkenazi melungeon, was especially so because he was scared he'd get his ass whooped by John Britton, wouldn't know what he looked like. So they come up with this crap about John Britton being an Indian or something like that here. And a drunken Indian at that here. By the way, old Mumpsnut. Oh, by the way, Mumpsnut was on Finkelstein's talk show page yet last night here. He was whining about how he had been betrayed by Visser. And how he'd gone ahead and posted about that over on Anchorage Activist's blog here. I mean, Liar Bill's been pretty well marginalized all over the place here. Especially, he's still trying to suck up back to Fink. But Fink won't have it. I mean, Fink won't go ahead and just block him, but Fink, Fink's just sort of stringing Liar Bill around here. Okay? John Britton is old. This is what Visser claims here. What Visser did, he was stalking John Britton's family, and he thinks he's seen Britton's daughters, and one of them had a black eye. Well, that was from her first husband beating her ass. Going ahead and hitting her, and essentially he was saying that was John Britton and he was beating up his daughter, and that wasn't the case at all. I mean, Visser has nothing to do but stalk people here, really. I mean, why would you want to have anything to do with Visser? Especially since, is Mumpsnut on the Truth Militia today? Okay, you're getting desperate in your lies. Well, I'm quite sure they are here. Wheeler McPherson. Wheeler is a Christian Identity elder. He was over on Occidental Descent. You know what I mean? He had a blog on Blogspot. And I've gone ahead and said a few things here. I mean, he's not really, you know, he doesn't say anything against Christian Identity at all. So he, you know, he is Christian Identity himself here. But what he'll do, I remember what, this is about a year or so ago. He goes ahead and gets on Obagender Bender's forum. And Obagender Bender freaks him out with the Pope Marty shit. Okay? Well, no, I mean, you can post pictures of his daughter. The daughter you're posting here was, well, see, that's what Visser would do. Me and John Britton ran off Brian Wright in December of 2008. And what he did is he came back, impersonated John Britton on Visser's, you know, version 3.8.1 or, you know, 0.2 forum. And this was when Visser had gone back to Seattle and supposedly was charging his mother-in-law with parental kidnapping or something like that. And essentially he made Brian Wright pretty well give up claiming to be John Britton. And Brian Wright was mad. All I had to do was be born here. Well, yes, but John Britton was born an Israelite. Brian Wright was born a, you know, slant-eyed Ashkenazi Melungeon. You know, he's Visser's, you know, good buddy, and here he was stalking John Britton, John Britton's family, and well, pretty well, a bunch of people complained about it, and Visser would go ahead and ban Brian Wright, but keep on letting him come back. That was another thing that pretty well got me tired of, you know, well, Visser's horseshit. Found out Visser and Brian Wright and Bridget the Idiot were plotting to kick John Britton out and put himself in so they could go ahead and steal Morse Gillette's trust fund. Morse Gillette did not trust Visser, didn't trust Brian Wright. And, you know, I think that's the real reason that, you have Gillette show up here. I mean, Gillette didn't deny. When I went ahead and sent him a letter in August of 2009 saying, hey, you need to decide whether or not you want to renew your church charter or not. And he wasn't quite sure where to do it. I went ahead and sent it to the guy in Ohio, and he went ahead and forwarded it on to Gillette. And Gillette decided to renew his charter. He sure as hell didn't decide to go ahead and let Visser to be, you know, in charge. No, he had John Britton be in charge until he got out, you know, past his halfway house in February. And then after that, he didn't talk very much to the old guy from Ohio. Didn't talk very much to anybody. He just went ahead and retook over, and now he gets some of the money from his trust fund. You know, but hey, I mean, I got tired of Visser's lying and thieving and the rest here, and yeah, I thought he was a mamzer. I mean, the first time I thought he was a mamzer was, well, thanks to Brian Wright claiming that everybody except Brian Wright was a mamzer. He claimed Visser was a mamzer. And when he went ahead and said that, since I'd been locked up with criminal mamzers like Visser and Brian Wright, I began thinking, said, hey, John, Visser probably is a mamzer. Because the next thing that Visser did was say, Brian, you know I'm blonde, blue-eyed, 100% Dutch. Well, and, you know, what Brian Wright did showed me is that, hey, he knew full well that, you know, I mean, essentially, it's what these two prison bitches do to each other here. They're both criminals. They, you know, they play the dozens game on each other. They try to get a little bit of advantage. One of them wants to be the cat, you know, none of them want to be all together the catcher here. Some wants to be the pitcher. And that's pretty well what Brian Wright and Jeremy Visser had. Two Mongol Jews having fun with each other. You know what I mean? Shitting on each other like criminals do. Visser likes pretending that he's fooling somebody, but Visser is not fooling anybody. It don't really matter. I listened to Visser's show here and whining about slander, and usually me and occasionally John Britton will go ahead and get some slander our way here, which is altogether untrue. And I listen to it, and I think it's sort of funny. You know, I find it sort of ridiculous. But, hey. I mean, Visser can't go a complete show without lying. You know what I mean? And usually, sometimes he can't go 30 seconds without saying one thing totally at variance with the other. What I found funny is I was listening to Visser. See, I download these shows from these idiots, and I listen to them while I'm mowing grass or while I'm recently I've been going ahead and pouring concrete. Roxy was asking me, well, this concrete, isn't it going to go ahead and be bad? You know, isn't it going to go ahead and be bad when it rains? I said, no, my dear, because it says that you're supposed to go ahead and wet in order to cure it just right. You put a tarp over it, you know, you put a sealed tarp over it, or you sprinkle it with, you know, with a lawn sprinkler. And I said, shoot, I mean, I don't have to use a lawn sprinkler if it just goes ahead and rains. So I've been pouring some foundation. I'm going to put I'm going to go ahead and put some concrete blocks on top of it, and then I'm going to put a tarp. And that way I'll have a bunch of pool full of water. And this year, I didn't quite run out of water from the stock tanks. But I'm going to go ahead and... save other water. Now today, I took about, must have been, let me see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I took about, 50 gallons out of, fresh water from the roof, and pretty well, I washed the clothes, and then I rinsed them in rainwater, washed them in rainwater. The puppy dog, he had a bath. He didn't like it, but he had a flea bath today, and Roxy had a bath, and then I had a bath here. I mean, heck, we were just having our baths today here from all that rainwater came in, just from one stock tank. So I didn't pour in concrete today. And it rained pretty well all last night and all today until this afternoon, and then the sun came out. So it's supposed to go ahead and rain, and I'm glad here, because that means that the plants are doing well. The garden will go ahead and have some more green grass, and hey, everything's going to be right in the world here. Okay? Is Antifa break? I mean, this, you know, for anybody who's asking, you know, number 22 is Visser here, okay? It looks like most of the tards, it's past, 12:30? It's 12:30 or so. And, okay. Anyway, is every review is Chomo Marty? Well, no. I mean, it's the Pisser Possum. Yeah, the Pisser Possum. You have a few Nimbuster tards here. They ridiculed Visser here. Open Gender Bear is pissing and moaning because I went ahead and deleted it. Well, folks, I only went ahead and deleted. I told Loba Genderbender, you can go ahead and have, you know, go ahead and say whatever the hell you want to say here. And folks, I want regime criminals to see me coming. I want them to essentially fear for their families' lives in the Great Tribulation. I mean, unlike most of the bowel movement people, I don't believe we're going to have any peace, you know, without, you know, every person who's a policeman, be a Whig or not, needs to die by the sword because he's a traitor. He's a soldier against Yahweh's servant nation. He's a traitor. He serves Satan. He has brought himself to be a soldier against the people, and therefore him and his entire family need to die. I don't believe in prisons. I don't believe in nut houses. Now, I have some friends here. You know, I have one friend who killed his father with claw hammer. In a godly nation, once he gets caught and it's confirmed they did kill his father with claw hammer, he would be dead. Hey, I mean, you know, it's not that there's a law against it, but you don't kill people for no damn good reason. You don't do that sort of shit here. But on the other hand, you know, hey, he was nutty as hell. He still is nutty as hell. So if you're going to let him live, don't dope the crap up out of them here and do the crap that they're pulling. I think it's torture to go ahead and imprison people. Yahweh's law didn't have a dang thing about it here. You either committed capital crime or you did not. If you get caught, if you were guilty of it, you were put to death. But on the other hand, if you were a regime criminal like Ahab, and you put an innocent man to death, him and his family, the penalty was that you and your family would be put to death. I mean, listen to Visser talk about Yahweh's law. I mean, Visser's a Mamzer. Visser's a Sephardic Jew. He's a Melungeon. Heck, just looking at Visser's picture with Pisser Possumat here. I mean, shoot. Hell, that's a confession. You know, does it really matter? No. Hell, these mongrels do this all the time. They're just animals. Heck, you don't go ahead and keep control of your goats or your chickens or your cows. I mean, hey, all the time a father will mount his daughter. You know, just like on the Visser family. Well, hey, that occurs on the farm. This is what animals do. They don't have any morals. And Visser's an animal. I mean, hell, he's a sub-animal, really. Why in the world is anybody surprised at what Visser does? I'm not. I mean, I listed Visser here. I mean, heck, Visser tells me what he's doing here by what he imputes to me. Okay? Let's see here. Okay, listen to the guilt. Let's see here. Were man freedom over two? Man didn't free me here. My grandson refused to lie against me. You can go ahead and see it over on what? HTTP, www.pastorlinstead/linstead/naboth, NABOTH21.html. And you can see right then and there a link to where the case had to be dismissed on February 27, 2009. All these prostitutes, they're scared shitless because I tell them, I tell cops to face here is that, hey, you need to have your children tortured to testify against you. And hey, you can, you know, if I'm feeling good, I'll let you go ahead and admit to child molestation. But you know, no, I mean, the purpose of torturing you is to have you confess to treason so I can go ahead and exterminate your entire family. Now, I might afterwards do a DNA test here. So, hey, your spawn is gelded, or your daughters are sodomized with a broken up broomstick here, can be used. Well, essentially, you know, they have to pay for your crimes here. I do believe that Uyghurs, I mean, pure-blooded Uyghurs, I mean, you know, the criminals who went ahead and persisted that here. But no, I believe that young Uyghurs here, it says in the Bible, it said that male children would be put to death. It said the only female children you save are the ones who are virgins. Now, that would leave, the pisser possums, female, pisser possumettes out of luck because they're mamsers, they're mongrels. You know what I mean? Like Visser. You know, in Yahweh's law, there's no provision for leaving a Sephardic red nigger Melungeon or spawn alive here. I mean, they're Canaanites. You know, Visser is, not a pure blood. You know, it's a mongrel. It's a Sephardic. It's a Sephardic mongrel. You know what I mean? I mean, you gotta go ahead and laugh. I mean, what if Visser actually had a white... What if Visser actually had a white convert in real life? I mean, Visser would have to go ahead and worry whether or not this actual white person is getting close to him in order to, well, essentially, might be a follower of me and John Britton, wondering whether or not he's just going ahead, just biding his time, to pull an act of treachery against the pisser possum. Actually, not an act of treachery, a Phineas act against the pisser possum. Right, Visser? This Yahi Vaidi, I mean, Elder Gary does, is that he spells out the Hebrew letters for YHVH, which is fine. Me, I just call him Yahweh. Just leave it at that. I don't spell out Yahweh's name. Gary does. That's why he come Yahi Vahi. I don't know if the original consonants, they might have been the same as the English here. You know, in English spelling, what the English have done. You know, they have a bunch of French words which screws up English spelling here. When you take German, it's almost impossible to misspell a German word. What Germans will do is they will spell it like they see it. The problem with German is that they end up having these definite articles. You know, Mark Twain had fun about it. You know, it's die Magen, which means, das Magen. You know, a little girl, a das Magen. You know, Magen is a it. A fish, Fischer, is a she. It's die Fischer. And Mark Twain had fun with saying is that, he went ahead and used the English about why the little girl was a it and the fish was a she. And he wrote, I think it was in Travels Abroad. He ridiculed the crap out of German, Mark Twain did. And that is the hardest part of German is pretty well remembering, because with every noun you have to remember the definite article, der, die, das. There is V is male, D is female, and DOS is feminine. And most cases it makes some sense, but some cases, like a little girl being a DOS, a Dare D DOS, is a DOS Modchen, and a fish is a female. I mean, but on the other hand, if it ends with an E, like Fisha or Lampa, Roxy's relatives here, most of them were Germans, and when they lived in Germany, and they came over here in the 1800s, they dropped the E from Lampa and just became Lamp. Now, what was hilarious, though, is that most of them favor their daddy, who is Scots-Irish here. Roxy likes to think she's a green hibernigger, but actually she's mainly orange hibernigger. I tell her that her daddy and her oldest brother, who look very much alike here, you could tell they're Scots-Irish, you know what I mean? You could tell they have the temperament, they have the look of Ulstermen. So I tell her, as an Ulsterman, you're not, you like thinking you're Irish, but you're not really green Irish. You don't have really all that, you don't have hardly any green Irish in you here. You're not a green hybrid nigger, you're an orange hybrid nigger. And she don't like hearing that here. Okay? What happens, Dembski? Gary has several times told why he calls him, Yahweh Yahivai. And in deference to Gary and Logan, I don't usually use the name Jesus. I usually call him Christ. I mean, sometimes Logan annoys me because he wants to cut Paul out of the Bible and replace it with these lost books that Jim Wickstrom sold him. And I am not comfortable in doing that. Like most Christian identity white men who have been in Christian identity for a while, we've always been uncomfortable with Paul at best, because Paul brought in a bunch of other people who were not Israelites. He was supposedly the apostle to the Gentiles. In many cases, here he was saying, okay, well, we're bringing in these Gentiles. We need to do away with these laws and covenants, these old laws and covenants. And I'm not comfortable with that. Never have been. I see all these mamzers here quoting Paul. By grace are ye saved. Finkelshini claiming, all Israel shall be saved. Which means that, essentially, there is no law. I mean, if you're going to be saved regardless of how much sin you do, then what difference does it make whether there's a law here? You can sin all you want. Finkelshini is lawless. Of course, he's a Jew. He's an Ashkenazi Jew. And by the way, Fink, if you go ahead and listen to the latest series they're starting about, called Shills, Part 1, Part 2, they're pissing and moaning about the pisser possum letting Eli James get away with stuff here. Now, old Genderbender caught Eli James out in a couple of lies. Eli James is mamzer and Jew friendly. But so's Fink. I mean, you gotta laugh talking about how it has to be pure blooded whites when here's an Ashkenazi Jew, with a mystery meat mamzer like Brian Rio. Brian Rio, 16%. 15%, you know, isn't right here, because what if you're just 16%, you get in, and someone who's just 15% white, you know, doesn't get in? That's unfair. Well, I guess it is, Brian Rio, especially when you're only about maybe 10% white. Right? Okay. So, let's see. Not for crime. Well, yes, Visser is known in CI. Visser is, well, Visser CI, if you mean by that confidential informant. Visser is a Sephardic Melungeon, you know, part Cherokee, part nigger, part red nigger, and good deal of Sephardic Jew. Visser's father, Jeremy Visser, is a Sephardic Jew of some sort or another. Visser's mother, I think Zora, Leah, Bilitis, two dogs fucking Visser, is a, you know, is a supposedly a Cherokee mamzer. I think she gets a tribal check, but Jeremy doesn't. And, well, essentially, Jeremy hangs around his mother. Back when I used to talk to him here in late 2008, early 2009, he said he'd go over to his mom's place and paint her house or do a bunch of other stuff here. And essentially, he was living off his mother most of the time here. Okay? So, anyway, that's what Visser is. You know, that's what Visser is here. Let me see. Fresh picked blackberries, he loved them. Okay. Well, hey, that's the name of your little pig here. You know what I mean? Alrighty. Does he like Big Macs here? Well, hey, Visser, you know, Visser's a Sephardic Melungeon. Unlike his friend Brian Wright here, who was a Ashkenazi Melungeon, Visser more than likely isn't going to get Crohn's or Jew-Ascades here, like the Ashkenazi ones do. So, heck, he couldn't take the Swedish cure. It wouldn't do him no harm. Of course, it wouldn't do him no harm if he was to go ahead and just eat pork here. Right? Anyway, is Russia going to nuke your guys here? I doubt it. Anyway, looks like Poopy Dog went ahead and left here. I guess it's getting late. I'm going to go ahead and, heck, take another break. 49 minutes, and folks, we will be back. Hail Victory.